around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, it is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, March 1st, and from coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show, everyone. It is great to be back with all of you live today as the fastest 2 hours in travel is on. Well, you know, if you were wondering, you know, we did the show for Valentine's Day, or for the 15th back 2 weeks ago, and then after the show, Mary and I, we left for a Caribbean trip. We had a terrific week of travel in the Caribbean. We had such a good time there visiting a number of the islands. The weather was great, by the way. And then I'm going to share with you after next week's show, you know, we're just back, but after next week's show, we're going to return to St. Martin to begin the big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise with show partner Seabourne. 2 weeks from today, we'll be broadcasting the show live from Grenada aboard the Seabourn Ovation. So good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Can't wait to get back to the Caribbean.
Oh, exactly.
Ugh, I mean, we had water.
Listen, 85 to 92 degree weather, yes, and sun. I mean, it was beautiful.
And that sea is just so, I can understand why so many divers dive in the Caribbean. It's just crystal clear. It's beautiful.
That was gorgeous. We had a really good time. So, Rudy, I know you've been to Florida and back while we were traveling. How's life treating you up there in Minnesota?
Oh, well, just fine. It's an early spring, although we're predicting snow next week, so yeah, I'm not, that's... you know, jumping up too high in excitement.
Well, March can be tricky.
Listen, as long as you don't send it our way, because we've got next week's show to do, and then we need to make sure that our flight can leave New York.
I'll do my best.
Thank you very much. And I know, so, folks, you know, Bobby is on assignment this weekend. We have Fast Eddie pinch hitting for us in Dallas at the Network Command Center, pushing all the buttons, connecting us from New York to and Minnesota through Dallas out to Denver and up over the satellite. So, Ed, we appreciate all that you're doing for us.
Yes, thank you, Ed. All right, before we get into all that's ahead in today's show, I do want to share something that I think is pretty important because we didn't expect this, and let all of you know, tuned in around the country, that Seabourn extended their special sale of the year offer until this Tuesday, March 4th. It was supposed to end on the 18th of February, but it is going on until Tuesday. So you can still book if you want to travel with Robert and me in Alaska this August aboard the Seabourn Quest. And because they've extended this sale, that means you're going to save an additional 15% off the price. You're going to get up to a $1,000 shipboard credit and a reduced deposit requirement. So all you need to do is go to our show website at rmworldtravel.com. And right there at the top of the homepage, you're going to see a link that says Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Seabourn Alaskan Cruise. And there are two options. There's a 14-day itinerary leaving on August 8th. And then there's the 7-day itinerary that departs on August 15th. There are a few slots left. And, of course, if you do have questions, Dean is our personal cruise consultant, and his information is right there on that link on our website. But you can email us with questions directly on our website,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, absolutely can.
Just hit contact
and
us.
And, again, by the way, the offer, as Mary says, is going to end on Tuesday, March 4th. I mean, you can pay. You can still sign up after that. You're going to pay more. As I joked a couple weeks ago, I'm sure Seabourn will be happy about that. But we want you to save some money and
yeah, that's a nice offer.
Come have some fun with us. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, absolutely. By the way, we're going to be answering emails on next week's show. So when you do go to the website rmworldtravel.com, now would be a good time for you to also send in your travel questions as well. So and since we're talking about the show website, we hope all of you, you know, have bookmarked it at this point. I know we keep adding new stations, so some of you may be new to the program, and again, the website is rmworldtravel.com, but new travel polls just went up on our homepage. They have a Caribbean theme, since that's where we're headed next after next week's show, but here are the results of the polls that just ended yesterday, Mary.
Yes. So first question, which country is home to over 60% of the world's lakes? 23% of you said it was China, 22% said United States, 21% chose Canada, 19% Russia, 7% Australia, 6% Brazil, and 3% India.
All right, so Rudy, do you have a guess on that? Which country has homed over 60% of the world's lakes?
You know, I don't know. You know, I don't know. I'm always fascinated, if you'll pardon me, for though I wasn't born in Minnesota, it's not my home state, that Minnesota has more shoreline than any state in the United States, including Florida and California, because of all of our lakes.
Well, right. You're the land of 10,000 lakes they have.
What country? I don't know. I just can't imagine.
Think north, Rudy.
Well, Canada?
Yes. Canada. That's the
really?
Answer.
I thought it was China,
by the way,
as
Canada.
Did most of our listeners.
So there you go.
Well,
yeah.
China's so big, you figure they got
right.
A whole
lot. And they do have a lot of lakes. They
and the United States might, with Minnesota, may.
Right.
But anyway.
Yeah.
All right, so question two we asked now, Rudy. This one's going to, so think about this one. You should know this one. Which U.S. state is home to the mouth of the Mississippi River? All right. Do you want to guess on that,
question,
Rudy?
Oh, I know that
answer.
One, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And what is it, Rudy?
Well, it's the little town of Itasca in Minnesota. Here.
No, it is not.
No,
see, really?
Hold on.
Oh, the mouth. I'm sorry.
Mouth. Exactly.
I'm sorry. New Orleans.
That's
Louisiana.
Why. It's Louisiana. Right, exactly.
Now, by the way.
This is like fourth grade geography.
National
we all
Geographic
forgot.
Education says the end of a river is a mouth or
right.
delta.
Yes,
at
right.
the river's delta, the land flattens out and the water loses you're speed, right. spreading into a fan shape.
Thank you for that lesson.
Yeah,
so, I'm just so used to Itasca being the really tough
right.
one to answer that
that's
right.
where it begins.
And that's where it starts.
Here were the results. 36% of our audience, they did get Louisiana. Congratulations
Yay,
to them.
All right.
33% thought Mississippi. It's not correct.
Uh-huh.
25%, Rudy, you're right there saying Minnesota, so we understand that, but that's where it starts, not the mouth. 3%, I don't get Texas. Okay. 2% Arkansas. By the way, the destination spotlight later this hour will be on Arkansas, but that's not where the Mississippi mouth is. Thankfully, nobody voted for Missouri or Wisconsin. So anyway.
Well, I got to tell you, when I first visited Minnesota, I was giving a speech years ago before I moved here, and we crossed this river, and I said to the guy driving, he said, no, really, what's the river? He said, it's the Mississippi River. I said, I'm a travel journalist. Where do you think the Mississippi River begins? I said, Minnesota?
Yeah.
Because yeah, East Coasterners, we think of New Orleans, maybe the middle of the country, Minnesota.
All right. And it does run through 10 states.
But no question.
Yeah,
no question. But listen, we'll have some fun.
You could do a Discover America just on that river.
Maybe
we should.
Show producers are listening, so maybe they were it is. All right, new travel polls, they, as I said, just went up on the website, so you can go cast your vote. Now we're going to jump into the Travel News Roundtable. I will start us off. I'll just share that Sixt, you hear us talking about Sixt. We have changed a lot of our reservations over the years to Sixt. Still work with Avis, but Sixt majority of the time. Well, they just announced that their 2024 revenues this week, they exceeded for the first time €4 billion. That's about $4.15 billion. It's a 10%, a little over 10% increase year over year. North America really made 22% of their operations now represent America. They certainly are growing, and they expect to see a 5-10% growth by this summer because they're expecting big things for this year. So, but at the same time, Hertz. They're in the middle of a fleet sell-off. So is Avis, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And they sold over 100,000 vehicles in fourth quarter. They only sold 30,000 in 2023. So that's a big jump. So car rental news right there for us to start off.
All right, I'm going to go to aviation. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy announced a plan to hire more air traffic controllers as part of the new plan rolled out by the FAA just this week. There's going to be an immediate pay increase for students in training at the Air Traffic Control Academy in Oklahoma City. Duffy also said he will ask Congress to fund upgrades to the technology that's underpinning our current air traffic control system, saying that it is highly outdated. CEO of American Airlines Robert Isom praised the plan, saying this is a critical initial step to making our aviation system even safer. And I believe he also asked expert controllers who retired to consider coming out of retirement.
He did. It's so archaic and so forth. And I know, listen, folks, our show producers, they are working to get Secretary Duffy on this show, so you can expect him in the weeks ahead, hopefully. And we'll look forward to a conversation with him. Right now, after this quick sponsors break, the Chief Travel Leader conversation will have us focused on the hotel sector of travel. And a programming alert coming up at the start of Hour 2. We're going to talk spring break travel. It's going to be part of our preferred travel panel.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Well, you just saw it. The privileged get tax pardons while hardworking Americans do not. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled returns, do not wait for the IRS letter to act. Getting ahead of it is a smart move and never contact the IRS directly. Turn it over to Tax Network USA. They've got a strong relationship with the IRS with genius strategies to quickly settle your tax problems in your favor. It's free to speak with one of their strategists, so call 800-780-8888 or visit TNUSA.com/carry. That's TNUSA.com/carry or RMWorldTravel.com and look under sponsors.
If you're spying spine needs extra TLC, then you need a mattress from HelixSleep.com/Carrie. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and Helix lets you try it for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to HelixSleep.com/Carrie and save 20% off site-wide, plus a free gift with your mattress purchase or a free bedding bundle with any Lux or Elite mattress order. This unique offer is only for our listeners, and it's not going to last long. HelixSleep.com/Carrie or visit REMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Looking for a voice that represents the American values that we all share? Our friends at AMAC.US/Carrie, the Association of Mature American Citizens, was created to champion the needs of Americans who believe in faith, family, and freedom. Join over 2 million AMAC members and unlock valuable exclusive benefits with discounts on travel, restaurants, insurance, and other everyday services. Enroll in a 5-year membership for 47% off today at AMAC.US/Carrie. It's normally $60, but if you join now, it's just $32. That's AMAC.US/Carrie or RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
If you can't remember the last time you didn't feel stressed during the day or slept through the night, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They've got natural solutions with clean ingredients that people can't stop raving about. These are plant-based solutions to relieve stress, help with mood, focus, and more. Quality ingredients that work is why more than 2 million satisfied customers use products from CB Distillery. Get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, at CBDistillery.com. Code CARRY, CBDistillery.com, or visit RMWorldTravel.com and look under sponsors.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
As we now get rolling with the guest portion of our show today, everyone, these next 10 minutes will have us talking hotels for the Chief Travel Leader Conversation, and we're sponsored by ScenicUSA.com/Carrie.
And you'll find that it's more than a river cruise when you travel with Scenic, because these are hand-picked, thoughtful, and very personalized experiences. They're all designed to connect you with fascinating destinations. It's all in ultra luxury, and it's inspired by decades of expertise. So how about enjoying a relaxing and rejuvenating all-inclusive river cruise in Europe with Scenic?
These are top-notch river cruise, folks. They're travel dollars well spent. Right now, as a show fan, you'll receive 2-for-1 fares with free air, plus save $1,750 per suite. You'll also get an additional $100 off any offer out there, even if you use a travel advisor with code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. So go check out ScenicUSA.com/Carrie or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com. Under sponsors.
Over the years, when we spoke with the American Hotel and Lodging Association, their leaders Chip Rogers or Kevin Carey have joined us on the show. But back in November, Rosanna Maeda returned to the organization. She's now their CEO and joins us on the show hotline for her first Chief Travel Leader conversation.
Rosanna, good morning. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be joining both of you today.
Well, very nice to have you aboard with us. As Mary said, you know, we've enjoyed all the appearances that Chip and Kevin have made on the show with us, and we look forward to having a very similar relationship with you now as well, Rosanna. So I know you had previously worked, I think, 8 years or so for AHLA prior to leaving in 2022, and last November you returned to lead the organization now as its CEO. So we're going to start by offering our sincere congratulations. Share what it means to you to be back, and how's it going so far?
Oh, thank you so much. I can't tell you what it means to come back to hospitality. I have missed this industry so much in the 2 years that I've been gone. It's wonderful to come back and reconnect with our amazing team, many of whom I had relationships with before coming back, and I knew, and we'd spent 8 close years together, but also to reconnect with the industry and the individuals who power it, right? The best thing about hospitality is the warmth and service heart that our industry is so known for. And that was something that I truly missed. So it's really incredible to be back. And coming back to an organization that I know, and I know many of the issues, I was able to hit the ground running. So I'm really excited about the momentum that we have.
Well, we can hear that in your voice.
We can. It's great to have you back, and certainly terrific that you're now the CEO. It's such an important organization. So let's talk a little bit about hotels and resort stays and pricing. So we're getting a lot of emails from listeners as we're coming out of the gates here. We're third month into 2025. And Robert and I have noticed it as we travel. It's more common that we're paying at least least $250 a night for hotel stays, and it's not uncommon to pay $600, $700, or even $1,000 a night at a resort. So rising costs are a factor. Inflation and interest rates are also part of it. Next hour, we're going to interview our preferred panel with three guests. We're going to talk spring break. And for anyone traveling in the spring or summer, they are going to pay more for hotel stays. How concerned are you about escalating room rates? Do you see any relief coming at some point?
Look, it's something our members are acutely aware of, right? The environment that we're in right now. We did a report that we released just a couple weeks ago that showed that operating costs last year rose twice as fast as revenue. Hmm. And our members are really worried about the trajectory of sort of the economic environment. I think they're looking very carefully and monitoring what the changes might be. At the same time, they're optimistic that, mm-hmm. you know, travel will be strong this year. But it is a reality that because operating costs have risen, I mean, that means that the cost of everything that, you know, think about a hotel that operates every day and whether they have, you know, they're offering breakfast or they have a restaurant and property taxes have gone up, insurance prices have gone up, and they're mindful of trying not to pass that on to the consumer. I think some of that is inevitable, but I think they want, you know, they're trying to cut out as much as they can so that they don't have to pass that cost on to the consumer. And as you know, I mean, the hotel business is really based on supply and demand, so I think mm-hmm. you will see regional differences depending on where you are going.
Well, that right. part's true. I guess. So under the, I guess, headline of trying to keep more, I think it was about 5 weeks ago or so. Mary and I were home on a Saturday afternoon after doing this show that morning. We were relaxing. I happened to flip on some of the news channels, and I saw President Trump out in Las Vegas giving a speech after he had just been in California the day prior with the folks there regarding the L.A. wildfires. As we watched his speech there, I think it was the Circa Resort and Casino, if memory serves me correct, he turned to his right. He started mentioning your name and started looking for you, and then he invited you up on the stage. So, you know, clearly, you know, you and the president must have a good relationship for him to call you out. Part of the America First agenda is to have no tax on tips, which is part of the conversation that went on that day. I want you to talk about this, why it's so important to all the hospitality workers. And do you expect or have high expectations right now for the administration, since we do have a president that understands the world of travel? He's got a number of businesses in it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, we are optimistic about the administration coming in with a more business-friendly view. And that's certainly something that, you know, as we were speaking to about costs, that we think is important, and that they will recognize some of the challenges that particularly our small businesses across the country are feeling right now. I mean, that experience in Las Vegas was certainly wild, right? It came together very quickly. He was inaugurated on Monday, and Saturday we were, you know, proud to support our industry and talking about the pathway to the American dream. I mean, no tax on tips will impact 800,000 people in the hospitality industry, right? Not just the restaurant workers, which was part of the original language of the bill being pushed, promoted and advanced in Congress right now. But we wanted to make sure that it also included all the categories in our industry, whether you're a valet or a bellhop or at the concierge mm-hmm. desk or a housekeeper. And so all of the variety of roles that currently today are traditionally tipped employees. So we are working with members of Congress to make sure that's happening. But it is so important that, you know, Americans can take home more of what they earn every day.
No question.
And so we were proud to share that message.
Absolutely. Rosanna, a month ago, Julia Simpson, the CEO of the World Travel and Tourism Council, was here on the show with us, and she shared that business travel is set to surpass pre-pandemic levels to reach a record $1.5 trillion U.S. dollars this year. And although, you know, there can also be negotiated rates for business, most business travelers overall often pay higher rates since they don't plan out as far. But are you expecting a good year for business travel, and how much of a boost will this bring to the hospitality sector?
You know, overall, we are, the travel and tourism industry is still only 85% of pre-COVID levels. So we are really excited to hear that kind of data and outlook. Some of my members were recently sharing that similar information with me. They're seeing much more business and meetings being planned, even as, you know, there are shorter weeks with, you know, remote work still happening and a lot of companies still, you know, being remote on the Mondays and the Fridays and the shoulders of the week, and that they're coming together to have in-person meetings. It is so important to meet in person. I can't underscore that enough, and certainly not just because we are encouraging broader travel and tourism, but it goes to culture. And I think because we've all experienced being out of the office for a long time, it does make a difference when you can meet in person with a team, particularly to strategize around hot topics and priority issues. So we're optimistic about that data and hope it bears out.
Well, and certainly where you are there in Washington, D.C., you've got a lot more people coming back into offices, so that's a good thing. You know, and I did see, by the way, IHG, Mary, on that just yesterday, they announced that some of their latest report, they are seeing a good return with business travel. So, you know, we've got about a minute left with you. Mary just said, you know, that you have returned back in November to AHLA. It's been about 3 months now since we're here on March 1st. What are some ways, you know, you're looking to impact the association?
Look, we are going to be on offense. That is what I think we need to be focused on today, right? Especially in today's environment, there's so much a barrage of news and information, and we need to make sure that we are telling the story of this industry any chance we get. So we will be really focused on driving our narrative, talking about all of the things that we're doing to support our small businesses, but also our employees, and encouraging that pathway to upward mobility. And at the same time here in Washington, really making the case for the challenges that we're seeing around some of this burdensome regulatory environment and how we can ease some of the burdens on small business. The last thing I would say is that given some of the challenges and the fires recently in Los Angeles, we do want to make sure that people understand that LA is open for business. It's really
very important on that. Yeah, Roseanne.
Sure, that the community come together to support Los Angeles at a time when they need
I'm glad you brought that up, and very important to mention that. So, Roseanne, listen, don't be a stranger. You're welcome here anytime. Until we do this again sometime soon. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, okay?
Thanks so much. Appreciate it. Appreciate both of you.
Thank you. Great chat. Thank you.
All right. Well, Mary, we are very happy to have connected with Roseanne. We've got a lot to talk to her about.
Yes.
Well, and I still want to get to the proliferation of hotel
brands.
Well,
we can do that in another conversation with Roseanne.
All right. Well, folks, when we return from this bottom of the hour break, we're going to discover America together as we head up to Alaska. Arkansas is also ahead for today's Destination Spotlight. There are still 90 minutes to go in today's broadcast, everyone. Stay with us.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
I try to eat healthy. However, when I mess up my diet and nutrition, Field of Greens helps keep me on a healthy track. What's the point of supplements or green drinks if you aren't 100% confident that they're going to improve your health? We drink Field of Greens and both see and feel the difference in our health. Enjoy a delicious Field of Greens drink each day, and at your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Get 20% off with code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com. That's code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsors.
If you can't remember the last time you didn't feel stressed during the day or slept through the night, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They've got natural solutions with clean ingredients that people can't stop raving about. These are plant-based solutions to relieve stress, help with mood, focus, and more. Quality ingredients that work is why more than 2 million satisfied customers use products from CB Distillery. Get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, at cbdistillery.com. Code CARRY, cbdistillery.com, or visit rmworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
All right, from the hotel sector of travel, now to the Iditarod is the change that we're going to make. It's time to discover America, folks, and we're sponsored by HelixSleep.com/Carrie.
Is there anything better than getting a good night's sleep when you travel in a super comfortable luxury bed at a hotel or a resort? Well, now you can have that same level of quality in your own home. If you act this weekend, you'll save 27% before the extended President's Day sale ends.
Unlike a lot of mattress companies out there, Helix owns their own manufacturing facilities. Each mattress is made right here in the USA by a team of skilled manufacturers. It's shipped directly from their facility to your door. To find out which mattress works best for you and your body, all you do is take their sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. Then your personalized mattress is shipped right to you free of charge. If you aren't satisfied, by the way, they come pick it up. No questions asked. You get a full refund. Save 27%, as Mary just said this weekend, at helixsleep.com/carry or rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Today's Discover America segment takes us to our largest state, Alaska. 2025 marks the 100th anniversary of the famous Serum Run, and that's the 53rd running of the iconic Iditarod race, where the ceremonial start in Anchorage begins in just a few hours this morning. Let's bring in the CEO of the Iditarod race, Rob Urbeck, with more.
Well, we will bring him in, Mary. Rob, nice to have you aboard for this Discover America segment today.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Well, I really appreciate it. It's a big day there in Anchorage, where our show is being heard on AM 700 KBYR. In a few hours, the ceremonial race celebrations will go off as planned. But the actual race start has been moved to Fairbanks this year due to lack of snow and safety issues for the mushers and dogs. So that certainly must require some different strategies for racers, Rob, yes?
Well, I mean, the Iditarod and challenges are certainly synonymous. And this year, I think the universe decided that we needed some extra difficulties to sort through. So, right, we are trying to laugh through the adversity here, but it's been a very unseasonable weather pattern in Alaska, where certain parts of Alaska has an abundance of snow and certain parts have very little. And we had actually spent a lot of time and energy and efforts to go our traditional southern route, which involves 23 checkpoints, and we had put through a trail through 11 different checkpoints. We actually physically putting in the marking the trail and stakes with a team of snow machines, and we made it through our first initial checkpoints, which are Willow, Squintna, Yetna, Finger Lake, Rainy Pass, and Roan. And then there's a section about 20 miles that, after several days of trying and multiple flyovers and go-arounds with snow machines, we determined that it was completely impassable, so we had to unwind that supply chain and process. After today, we go through our ceremonial start in downtown Anchorage, which will be shortened because of a lack of snow. Sure. It's going to hit maybe close to 40 degrees here this afternoon. Mm. So snow is melting as we speak, but we'll still have the pomp and circumstances in the celebration of what the ceremonial start represents. Then we move our whole ecosystem to Fairbanks with planes, trains, automobiles.
Well, Rob, like you said, it's all about the challenge, and I have no doubt that they will rise to the occasion. So I do want to move us into just a little bit of history of another famous race. It was an important event in Alaska's history, and since it's celebrating its 100 years this year, it's the famous 1925 Serum Run. Just give us a little bit of history on the importance of that particular run.
Yeah, so it was 100 years ago with some very, very brave souls and sled dogs brave the elements to change the life-saving serum to Nome, Alaska. Nome at the time, there was a diphtheria outbreak that was tragic for, particularly for elders and the youth of the community. And at that point in time, 1925, there were only three planes in Alaska, and they were all dismantled for storage for the winter. They couldn't fly all the way to Nome anyway, but there was no way to fly there. So the community of Nome, which at that point was the largest city in Alaska because of the gold rush, was concerned. They're hemmed in there, and the community would have been largely wiped out. And to complicate matters, the antitoxin of the serum was barely expected to last a week when exposed to the harsh winter conditions. So there was a mad rush for sled dog teams to transport 300,000 plus vials of the serum to save the community of Nome. And this is a legend now, and there's been, there's a Disney movie made and plenty of documentaries and books.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And then we've got, the 53rd running of the iconic Iditarod right now. Actually, Mary and I were going to be bringing the show up to Alaska. We'll be back up in your state. We'll be doing a big Let's Go America tour in Alaska this August. And I think we'll be doing a dog sledding excursion in Juneau, I think, Mary.
I think it's on the docket.
But, Rob, as we've got about a minute with you right now. You've got the ceremonial race celebration happening today there in Anchorage. But then you've moved everything to Fairbanks. So let folks know, what's the official time and date that now for Fairbanks when the real kickoff is going to begin?
Yeah, Fairbanks is Monday. That's okay. The official start time is 11 o'clock Alaska. It's 3 o'clock Eastern. Mm-hmm. It's all live streamed. You can go to Iditarod.com. We live stream the race 24 hours a day. So it's a very immersive experience with multiple live cameras.
Well, there we are. So Iditarod.com, you can follow it, folks. It's another way to discover America and certainly know a little bit about our history. Rob, appreciate you giving us some of your time this morning. I know you got a busy day. Have a great rest of the weekend, and good luck with the Iditarod 2025.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rob. Take care.
All right. Well, Mary, there goes Rob. Busy day for him today.
Yeah, just a little. All right, as Robert and I get ready for the Destination Spotlight coming up in the E-Block, we're going to toss things back to Dallas so Rudy can be patched in for our next segment as he talks about the total lunar eclipse coming in less than 2 weeks. And we still have seven more jam-packed segments that are going to come your way this hour and next, including the Preferred Travel Panel. This is a new segment that we just started this year, and that's going to happen at the start of Hour 2. Stay with us, everyone.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Hey, everyone. Robert here saying, come travel in Alaska in August with Mary and me aboard the Seabourn Quest. Right now, you can lock in the best deal of the year as Seabourn is offering their Sale of the Year special, and it's going to save you an extra 15% off the cruise price, deliver up to $1,000 shipboard credit, plus a reduced deposit. So if you've always wanted to experience Alaska, join us for what's going to be a truly amazing trip. This is such a great deal. You've got two options to choose from, either the full 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th if you can't get away for the 2 weeks. Just like we did with show fans in the Mediterranean for 2024. Space is limited, so go to our website, rmworldtravel.com today. Click on the link at the top of the homepage that says Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise. It's in blue. You can't miss it. And get your spot booked with us. Now, the offer expires this Tuesday, March 4th, but 15% off, $1,000 shipboard credit, and a reduced deposit. rmworldtravel.com. Book your travels today and get ready for a great trip, folks.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by CBDistillery.com. You know, if you're still turning to remedies straight off of grandma's medicine shelf, I'd like to talk with you today because maybe it's time you make a very simple switch. CBDistillery.com has the highest quality CBD that offers a natural plant-based solution for sleep, stress, and more. Solutions that actually work. Listen to this. 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. Now, that's a big deal and something we can all use. And if you're battling daily stress at work, around the house, or for most anything else, CBD Distillery has solutions for that, too. So many people have shared with us that once you try it, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. With more than 2 million satisfied customers, plus a full 100% money-back guarantee, you can trust CBDistillery.com. Better yet, our syndication team has secured a 20% discount for you just to get you started. Just go to CBDistillery.com, all one word, C, the letters CBDistillery.com, and use the code CARY, C-A-R-E-Y. They even offer pet products as well. CBDistillery.com to save 20% with the code CARY, C-A-R-E-Y. Okay, grab a calendar, open the calendar on your phone, or find a pen and a piece of paper because you're going to want to write this down. March 13th and 14th. So in just about 2 weeks, the 13th and the 14th, is when there's going to be a total lunar eclipse. And it's going to be visible in, among other places, all of North America at 1:56 a.m. Eastern Time. How do I know this? Well, because my next guest told me so. And among other titles, Dr. Michael Kirk is a research scientist in the Heliophysics Science Division of NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center and the principal investigator of NASA's Heliophysics Education Activation Team. But wait, there's a whole lot more, but I'm going to let Dr. Kirk tell you. Michael, welcome back to the show. Let's start with this lunar eclipse coming up this month. Describe that for us. And do we have to do anything more than just stand outside and look up to see it?
Yeah, it's great to be back here with you again and talking about eclipses once again. So a lunar eclipse is special because you don't need to do anything incredibly complicated. The visibility is going to be all across North America. So if you are anywhere in the continent, you will be able to see this total lunar eclipse, especially with clear skies. So you're going to walk outside. You might want to bring a jacket because it's going to be the middle of the night, but look up and enjoy a deep blood red moon. Unfortunately, though, it's late. Totality doesn't begin until 2:26 a.m. Eastern time and 11:26 p.m. Pacific and ends at 3:31 a.m. Eastern time or 12:30 a.m. Pacific. So it's going to be a late one, but you just go outside and enjoy it.
So the only thing that could spoil it really would be heavy cloud cover, right?
Exactly. So you want a clear view of the sky, and especially if you're on the East Coast, something that where you have a view of the horizon, because the moon will be getting a little bit low by the time totality ends. But again, you just want clear skies and you know, maybe something warm to drink.
So that's the night of March 13th, technically the morning of March 14th. But mm-hmm. coming up on March 29th, that's a big month, is a partial solar eclipse that will be, you say, for best viewing in northeastern United States, Canada, Greenland, and parts of Europe. And this is when the moon will partially cover the sun. And in this case, solar glasses are required, right?
Absolutely. So this is going to be a little bite out of the sun. So when the moon and sun go in these dances together that are called eclipse seasons. When you have a lunar eclipse, you'll get a solar eclipse too, or then vice versa. When you get a solar eclipse, you get a lunar eclipse. So it's really fun that these things come in pairs, and that's because it's due to the orbital geometry. But this one on March 29th, yes, you're going to need to dig out those solar viewing glasses that you may have gotten from the past couple of solar eclipses in the lower 48. Go outside, put them on, take a look. You're going to be treated to a little sliver, a little bite out of the sun. Again, you're going to want to make sure that you do use safe viewing techniques where you put on the glasses when you're not looking at the sun, and then you look up at the sun at it, because we don't want anything to go wrong where you might accidentally get that bright light of the uncovered sun into your eyes.
Right. And then there's another total lunar eclipse, September 7th. This is sort of a banner year for folks who like to study the skies, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, every year is a banner year for the sky. I might be biased here, but the September 7th lunar eclipse is probably not for most of your listeners unless they're intrepid travelers, because that's not going to be able to be viewed unless you're in Africa, Asia, Australia, or some parts of Europe. So the March 14th, 13th, 14th eclipse is your best bet for seeing a total lunar eclipse in the lower 48.
All right, we just have about 20 seconds left, so let me tell you this. If you wonder about the Northern Lights as an American, if you're not clear on that, those are available on long, dark nights, late September to early April. And we've got a meteor shower coming up May 3rd to the 5th, although just probably about the southern United States, correct, Doctor?
Exactly.
Dr. Michael Kirk, I appreciate it. You can find more information by going to nasa.gov/Goddard, G-O-D-D-A-R-D, nasa.gov/Goddard. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, for 2025, we've revamped the Destination Spotlight to focus on states over cities, and with Alabama, Alaska, and Arizona already featured, that makes today a showcase on Arkansas as we go alphabetical, and we're sponsored by amac.us/Karen.
If you care about your country, your freedom, and your hard-earned money, then AMAC is the organization for you. Unlike the other senior organization that sold out to the radical left, amac.us/Kerry, the Association of Mature American Citizens, stands for conservative values, limited government, lower taxes, protecting your Social Security, and defending our Constitution.
Well, that's all good stuff right there. Plus, you're also going to get tons of travel savings as a member on hotels, car rentals, theme parks, shows and events, movies, restaurants, and so much more, like home, auto, and life insurance. As a show fan, you'll get an exclusive 5-year membership for just $31. Don't miss out on this special offer, folks. Go to amac.us/Kerry or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Now we're off to our 25th state in the Union, admitted to the nation in 1836, as we're joined by Delaney Thomas, Arkansas's Director of Tourism.
Delaney, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Well, we are very happy to have you here with us today. So as Mary just said, Arkansas is America's 25th state, but I'd suggest that not 25% of Americans have been to your beautiful state, and they are missing out. We've enjoyed time in Little Rock and Fayetteville and Fort Smith. For some reason, we've yet to make it to Bentonville, but we will. I promise that. And I think what sticks with me about Arkansas is just how much of an outdoor state you are. So talk with us about some of the top things you enjoy doing in the outdoors in Arkansas.
Absolutely. Well, you're right. We very much believe that Arkansas still remains a hidden gem, and that's what makes it an exciting destination for people in the United States to get out and visit. As you mentioned, we are referred to as the natural state, so absolutely outdoor recreation and outdoor spaces are very key to an experience that a visitor would expect to have when they come to Arkansas. We have 52 Arkansas state parks, and each of them are relatively free to enter, with the exception of Crater of Diamonds State Park in southern Arkansas, where you can dig for diamonds and keep what you find, which is a very unique thing to find in the United States. But what also makes our outdoor spaces interesting is that Arkansas's mild climates really create a 365-day almost opportunity to get out and explore the outdoors. So we're very fortunate to have those four distinct seasons here in Arkansas.
Delaney, I think, as Robert said, we'll get to Bentonville at some point, but I think a lot of people listening know it's the headquarters of Walmart, and because of the Walton family, the Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art is now world-renowned, and as you already mentioned, the diamond mines, that's another way to travel and hunt for treasures. How much have both of those destinations, particularly Crystal Bridges, impacted your tourism?
We are so grateful and fortunate to have Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville. It's been open for over 10 years now, and they are actually undergoing a massive expansion. They're going to be doubling their size in the next year, and it has really put Arkansas on an international map. We receive visitors from all over. I always enjoy walking around the parking lot and seeing all the license plates from each of the 50 states, and we're just really fortunate that Alice Walton made that investment in Arkansas. There is art for each type of art enthusiast to really experience up close. And mm-hmm. if you come to Arkansas, it is absolutely
well,
a place that
that's a reason 100%. Right there yeah. to get there. So, you know, because Arkansas is such an outdoor state, hunting, fishing, shooting, trapping are big there. I saw a stat that said it has had such a big impact on your GDP in recent years, not only enhancing destination travel, but boosting manufacturing for these type of activities, too. So can you expand on that for everyone?
I'd be happy to. Arkansas is home to world-renowned brands like Bass Cat, Ranger Boats, and all of these brands really speak to the access to outdoors here in Arkansas. We have pioneers. You already mentioned Sam Walton, but the manufacturers in this state really help drive not only Arkansans access, but the entire United States, also to firearms and ammunition to get out and be able to hunt.
And what about Hot Springs National Park? I think you have around 50 thermal springs. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes, Hot Springs National Park is one of the oldest parks in the national park system, and I'm located in Hot Springs, as you mentioned, and was a favorite spot of some gangsters back in the early 1900s that would come to Hot Springs and experience those spas.
Well, and Bathhouse Row as well there. I mean, you have with all of those thermal spas and that you can go into. I don't think it can swim in the outdoor spa.
Can you drink the water?
You can drink the water. You cannot swim in the water. You can certainly try to test your luck at putting your hand in the springs. But, you can bring a jug and fill up water and take it home.
All right. So you go home and shower. So that's all. So you can I guess if you bring enough of it, you can figure that out. All right. Well, last question for us today, Delaney, is what do you think is the biggest misperception about Arkansas that you want to clear up right now?
I think there might be a perception that there's not much going on in Arkansas, and that could not be further from the truth. You've already mentioned a lot of our great towns and cultural offerings. I often hear that people even think Arkansas is flat, but we are home to a diverse range of geography, people, and experiences that we hope the listeners of this show will take the road less traveled and come visit Arkansas.
Well, I like that very much. And listen, and even Little Rock, I mean, your capital there, I mean, it's a hopping city. I mean, there's no question about it. So I do hope that people go, and when they do, they'll let us know. And then, Delaney, we will let you know. So, folks, I'm going to give you the website you can go to. The website is very easy. It's just arkansas.com, arkansas.com. You can't mess that up. Delaney, very nice talking to you today. Thank you very much. Enjoy your weekend, okay?
Thank you. You as well.
Thanks, Delaney. Take care.
Yep, you guys as well. Enjoy the rest of your day and have a great weekend.
And you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. By the way, Bentonville, mountain biking capital of the world. So
lots of good mountain biking in Bentonville, apparently.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's going to be how we're going to end hour one of the program this week, folks. Hour two is going to start in about 7 minutes with the preferred travel panel as we focus on spring break travel. Deals of the week in the museum gallery are also still ahead. Thanks for listening wherever or however you connect with us. Don't forget you can catch the show live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.